Hey there. So Tasha and I decided you might need a little bit of an update on the real estate market, and what better time than now? So here is our top five things you need to know about the real estate market for March 2024. Listen in.
Thanks for tuning in to the Realtor Moms Podcast. I'm Tasha.
And I'm Jamie. We're full-time realtors in the FM and surrounding areas and admittedly average moms. This is how we sell homes
and try to keep our kids alive.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Realtor Moms Podcast. Today, Tasha and I are talking about the top five things you need to know about this market in March of 2024.
Yes, things you definitely need to know. Right.
This stuff changes.
It always does. And so I will say it because I feel like I'm always saying it, but we're, you know, in the Fargo-Moorhead market, we have a lack of inventory. There's no way around it, but we do.
Right.
Despite interest rates?
Well, I think nationwide, really, you that know, a lot of the headlines say, you know, more demand than supply.
Correct.
So, but that can change. And certainly because every market is a little bit unique and every time of the year has its own tribulations and easier parts.
Exactly.
We wanted to do this in March of 2024.
Exactly.
To talk about it.
So one of the things I always tell each and every single one of my buyers before we look and before we start, you know, scheduling showing appointments, you know, shopping for homes, get, you know, go through the pre-approval process, meet with a lender, understand what your numbers look like. I know both of us really want to make sure that our buyers feel prepared for what your monthly payments are going to look like and what kind of cash close you're going to need at the time of closing. Mm-hmm. So, and the only way to really get down to the bottom of that is to go through the pre-approval process.
Yeah, right. And if you need some great names and numbers of fabulous lenders, we can absolutely hook you up with some great contacts there. So, you can come to us first. You can go to them first. However it works, getting pre-qualified is very important.
Correct.
Along kind of the same lines, our second item, mortgage rates shift. And that's been...
Interest rates.
Yeah,
yes.
Interest rates shift. That's been splashed all over news, media, and that kind of thing too. If you've been looking for a property, maybe for more than a year, you've seen some pretty drastic swings in interest rates.
Numbers, yes.
And they go up and they go down. And being in close contact with your realtor and your lender is going to help keep you in the know of, hey, rates are going up, rates are going down. We can't necessarily forecast the future, but it can have an impact on how much house you can afford, or, you know, in the sort of shorter timeline, it might even have an impact on how you negotiate your purchase agreement.
Correct.
So stay in touch with us. Keep an eye on those rates. We'll help keep an eye. And there are some options out there. In some cases, you might be able to lock a rate, maybe even before you find a house, but call us for those
call
details.
Call us and we can guide you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Kind of the next thing to really keep in mind, especially with low inventory, is homes can sell fast, depending upon the property. And each property is different for various reasons, from location to updates to, what is
price range,
you know. So this is really important to be aware of. What if you look at a home today that it may not be available a week from now?
Well, right.
And being aware of that and talking through those situations with us, we can best advise you on what you can expect for the most part.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to need to know that. I mean, in certain price ranges where there's a little more inventory, you may be able to make a more aggressive offer. A little better, terms more favorable to the buyer because there isn't as much demand. Versus some of those other price ranges
that move very quickly. And
yeah.
Just knowing the type of market you're in and what, for the most part, you could expect. And this is why it's so important, you know, we work so closely with our buyers on what this process looks like.
Yeah, so that we can position them to make an offer that's going to be effective in that price range, in that market.
Correct.
And helps them get the house that they want.
Exactly.
Number four, be aware that HGTV is just entertainment.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I love to watch it. I do. There are some shows that I can't really watch. But
Well, now that you're a realtor, correct?
Yeah, now that I'm a realtor. But I feel like that's any industry, right?
Any industry.
You're in the car industry, maybe there are certain car shows you can't watch. Whatever. HGTV is entertainment. Buyers, agents don't... make decisions for their buyers, which is something I commonly see on some of those shows, right? Those house hunter shows.
We're not the ones that make the decisions.
Yeah.
We're here to provide the pros and cons to each of your options.
So that you make an informed decision.
Yeah, you can make the informed decision. Exactly. That's exactly how
it works. So those, I love those scenes where they're like sitting at a little bistro table outside somewhere.
And they step away like 5 steps.
Yeah, their agent steps away and then steps back into the room or just calls them later like, I got you the house. You know, I had to negotiate this, that, or the other thing on your behalf.
No. That's not how it looks.
We are going to be there to help you make the decision that works for you
and
help,
your situation.
And help frame it appropriately. Put it in the right context so that those decisions you make can be the most advantageous.
We're here to help empower you.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, exactly.
All right, number
and
5.
And kind of the last thing, and we're going to have a second parter to this, but if you have a home to sell, you need to get it sold. And there's all sorts of steps to go through. And it's whether you make an offer that, you know, that
before or after
you list your home. But there's lots to cover. And Jamie and I already decided we're going to make this a two-parter podcast.
It's its own podcast.
Yes. But if you have a home to sell, it's important to figure out when is the right time to sell for your situation.
You bet.
So that is a very quick podcast just to get you an idea on the top 5 things you need to know about today's market in March 2024.
Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening. If you liked what you hear, you can check out our library of tons more episodes on RealtorMomsPodcast.com. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. And please never hesitate to reach out. We would love to be your realtors. This podcast is produced by Realtor Moms Podcast, Jamie R. Swenson and Tasha Barrett, Park Company Realtors, 4170 41st Avenue South, Fargo, North Dakota.